You ever have that feeling?
You ever have that feeling where you're not sure if you're awake or still awake?
Welcome to Pipe Streams, a podcast dedicated to understanding the mysterious world of dreams. I'm your host, Justin Time. Dreaming itself has been the subject of inspiration, prophecy, terror, and most of all, conversation. The language of dreams seems to have been lost in folklore and fairy tales over the years, giving the illusion that dreams are merely that, illusion. I believe they're much more than just the theater played out for you every night as you sleep. I believe dreams are a divine communication between your conscious and subconscious minds, bridging the gap between desire and fulfillment. To understand why we dream, you have to understand how we dream. Your body goes through four stages of sleep, the first being light sleep, which progresses to deep rapid eye movement sleep, or REM. During REM sleep, your heart rate speeds up, blood pressure rises, respiration becomes erratic, and brain activity increases. At this point, you experience REM paralyzation because all of your muscles are completely relaxed. This stage is the most restorative part of sleep. Your mind and your body are being revitalized, and your cells do a majority of their regeneration during this time. This, my friends, is where the magic happens. I think dreams have as many possibilities as waking life. They don't always have to be one thing or the other. Many can reflect on past life experiences or strong energy traces left in a location that you're sleeping in. Some prime examples of this are ghost stories of people staying in hotels and waking in the middle of the night to see a strange apparition standing before them, or even having a dream of wandering the grounds of this hotel, but in a past time. Personally, I think this could be due to dimensional anomalies that allow us to peek into a separate space and time, even if only for a moment. Being in an accelerated mind state could make you more receptive to those anomalies which exist in higher dimensions, such as the fourth dimension, which is described in popular theory as having the dimension of duration added to the three-dimensional plane that we know, comprising of forwards and backwards, left and right, and up and down. I'll go a little further into this concept later in the episode. Your pineal gland, often referred to in most spiritually oriented religions as the third eye, basically regulates your dream cycle. It produces neurotransmitters which help you your brain distinguish between reality and imagination. And we have this built into us so we don't freak out every time we think of something we're afraid of. During this accelerated state of REM sleep, the chemical turns off, or rather switches our brain functioning mode to where your body is paralyzed and you exist completely in your imagination and are unaware of reality. And this is when the house cleaning starts. Your brain starts sorting through all the stuff that's been processed through it. All of your thoughts, all of your emotions, your experiences throughout the day, throughout your life, they all have to be sorted through. And this is where dreaming comes in. And some people say that you have up to 7 sleep cycles in a night depending on the person, so only the dreams you remember are the last few. And that's why most of them seem chaotic and erratic and don't make much sense, but still may link together. It's all a mystery, the world of dreams, and a mystery that thoroughly intrigues me. I'd like to thank my friend DJ Johnny Cuts for the music you're hearing and putting this whole thing together. Check out his MySpace profile at myspace.com/drjohnnycuts, and Cuts is spelled with a K. Check out my MySpace profile at myspace.com/justintime, and time is spelled T-H-Y-M-E. We've got a great show coming up. I got a couple dreams that I'd like to read off. One, which does involve multidimensional dreaming, as I mentioned earlier, goes a little bit into the concept of fourth, fifth, and sixth dimensional dreaming, and a perfect example of this concept. So stay tuned, and we've got a great show.
Who are you?
Hey kids, it's Justin Time here again. I wanted to step into a little bit of higher dimensional dreaming, like I mentioned in the cast earlier. I've read about some really strange dream phenomena and tried my hand at interpreting some really tough ones, but this has to be the most bizarre and interesting one to date. It comes from a pretty cool chick that's a friend of mine, and she doesn't really have any reason to lie to me. I don't see any reason not to believe her. And I thought this was the perfect dream to start the show out with. And here it goes. She writes, "Justin, I have sleep issues. I have sleep paralysis and out-of-body experiences and lucid dreams. I have, at one point, had all three of these at the same time. Well, at least one right after the other. I'll start telling you about what happened to me several months ago. I was very tired. It was early dusk and the sun just went down. I was not feeling well, so I went and laid down. I was about to fall asleep, but I felt the sudden urge to get up. However, I was unable to move or speak. I was paralyzed. I was very frightened, but it was not the first time this has happened to me. I felt a hot sensation run over my body. Vibrations, noises that I could not make out. I was so afraid that I did manage to get out of bed, but as I looked down, my feet were not touching the ground. I followed a loud noise down the stairs, and I saw my husband cleaning the carpets. I tried to speak to him, but to no avail. He could not hear me, nor could he see me. I tried to touch him, but my hands went transparent. I became so frightened that I felt a sudden urge, a surge or force pulling me through a hole. I was able to open my eyes, and I was still in my room, but I was still paralyzed. Now I started to pray. Was I dying? I started to relax and thought if I could fall back asleep, that I would wake up later and it would all be okay. I fell asleep. It was dark. No sounds, no colors, and no images. I started to dream. At first it was like watching a movie. I was watching everything unfold before me. There was a young girl lying in her bed. She was very pretty. Long, dark brown hair. Blue eyes. She could not have been more than 17. I heard screaming and yelling. The young girl rose out of her bed and rushed into the living area, and I followed her. I saw her mother being killed by her father. He was sitting with his legs under him, holding her mother and stabbing her over and over. There was so much blood. I then heard the young girl gasp and start to hyperventilate. I heard two younger girls, both with sandy blonde hair. They were identical twins. They came running out of the bedroom, and the older girl grabbed her little sisters and started to run out the door. Before she did, she grabbed keys hanging by the back door. I heard loud footsteps. The man was following them and holding his knife. He grabbed at them, but fell past a tree in the front yard. The girls managed to get into the car and drive away for safety, but he was following behind them, and she sped up. I thought as I watched this that she was not going to make the sharp turn ahead. She was going way too fast. She did not make the turn, and she rolled the car. It fell off the bridge and down the steep cliff. I heard the children crying, but the driver, the young girl, was knocked out and could not hear them to wake up. The car landed face down in the water. The twins are screaming, crying, and praying. The water creeps slowly, and then it overtakes the car and swallows it whole. The dad is standing above and watches the whole thing. Never once does he attempt to save his children. I am watching underwater as the twins hold each other and die. Then, it happens all over again. Only this time, I am the young girl in the bed. I hear the screams and do not go into the living area. It's too late to help the mother. I scramble to find the young twins. We run out of the back door as the dad tries to run out the front to catch us, but he is not fast enough. We drive, but yet he is following me. I say to myself, take the turn carefully. Don't die. Don't die. But the father is racing after me. He pushes the car into the guardrail. I do not make it. I fall off the cliff. I am knocked unconscious, and I am watching my lifeless body, unable to help the young girls. As they scramble, unable to get out of the car, I watch as they drown and die. Then it happens again. I'm lying in the bed. Before I hear the screams, I rush to get the children. I slip out the door unnoticed, but there's a man standing next to the car. Not the father, but a Japanese man. He grabs me and I'm trying to get into the car, but I push him away. He grabs my shoulders and looks into my eyes. His eyes are glowing, piercing blue. His eyes radiate light and brightness. Stacy, he says, you cannot help them. They are dead. What are you doing here? You shouldn't be here. I turn away from him and drive off, leaving him behind, and the father comes chasing after me and the children. And I take the turn too fast again, and it happens all over again. I am helpless and unable to help the children. This time I'm sitting in the bed, not lying there. I'm prepared to help the children. I run out of the room and into the children's room. I run out of the house and the children and I get in the car. I have to make it. I have to. As I turn and look, the Japanese man with his glowing blue eyes is staring at me. I scream. Calm down, I'm trying to help you, he says. The children are dead and they are not here. You cannot save them. Look, he says. He turns around to face the back seat. I do the same. The children are gone, and I start to cry. What is happening? I scream. You're not supposed to be here. I found out that you were here. I had to get you out. As he says this, he touches my face and I begin to cry. He looks at me, but more than that, I know him. Yes, I have seen him before. Who are you? How do I know you? Shh, he said. We don't have much time. You're on a different plane right now. It took me forever to find you, and I have to get you out before you're stuck here. Are you listening to me? He asks. Yes, I say. He holds me close, and I feel a rush of energy pass, and all the fears that I had felt were all gone. There was no more sadness or anger. I was standing in a room. Well, not a room, it was all white. Nothing else was there but white. A lot of white. The only thing that emanated more color was his eyes. He smiled at me and kissed me, passionately. I'm stunned. I know him, but I'm not sure from where. Who were those children? I asked. I'm not sure how you got there, but the young girl you were dreaming about is dead. She does not know she was dead, or at least she didn't until you came to her. She repeats the same thing over and over to attempt to save her little sisters. Her sisters have been trying to make contact with her, but her guilt kept anyone from reaching her. Until you stopped her cycle, you distracted her long enough for her sisters to reach her. I am staring at him, unable to make a sound. This is crazy. I have to wake up, I said. I will wait for you, he whispers. He touches my hand, it is warm. Warmth fills my body, a surge of energy. I'm lying awake in my bed, staring at my ceiling. I start to breathe, but it hurts, like someone had hit me in the throat. I get out of bed and start to walk down the stairs. My husband had just finished cleaning the carpets. I sit down on the couch and tell him everything. He then hands me a piece of paper and tells me to write it all down. My head was swimming. My body ached, but in a good way. I was tired like I had walked for miles. I wrote everything down, word for word. I do not like to talk about it much. This is the most real, amazing dream, but it also feels very personal and private too. It is nothing else like I have ever experienced. Justin, I've also had an incubus attack. I can talk about it if you want to hear about it. It's sort of embarrassing though. Sincerely, Transdimensional Hottie. I've actually read about her incubus story, and it's actually quite interesting, but that'll all be covered in the next episode. But to explain this dream, I must reach beyond traditional interpretation and delve into a new realm of physics. We exist in a very multidimensional world, yet we only perceive three dimensions of it at most times. Theorists have guessed that there can be anywhere between 10 and thousands of dimensions. I tend to conform to the 10-dimensional theory, as the going beyond that gets rather irrelevant. Okay, starting out with the basic three dimensions, the rest fall into play with the same basic pattern as the first. The first three consist of forwards, backwards, left and right, and up and down. Exploring the next three adds the dimension of time into the mix. The fourth dimension involves duration. As with this dream, her watching the situation play out from beginning to end involves fourth dimensional perception because she is watching the object flow from beginning to end. It's like the narration of a story, third person being fourth dimensional, only able to view the experience. Now, fifth dimensional perception is what I think she was experiencing in the second part of the dream whenever she was in the body of the girl. Fifth dimensional perception would be like reading the story from first person. Even though you're aware of your own consciousness, you're aware of the narrator's consciousness as well. You feel their emotions and have sympathy for them with your own. I guess we could say that the fifth dimension adds the value of experience. Remember, I'm not a physicist. This is just what I've derived from reading, my own research, and my own thoughts and meditations. This is all strictly opinion. But moving on, the sixth dimension would be like reading from an omnipresent narration. I always have trouble with that word. Experiencing everything going on in the situation simultaneously from every possible view. This takes the first three values, giving the object physical shape, then adds the next two values, using them concordantly to make up the whole six-dimensional object. So you're adding duration and experience into the physical three-dimensional object. After this, it gets rather complicated and off to the point, so if you'd like more information on the subject, refer to http://www.10thdimension.com. That's TENTH DIMENSION.com. Anyway, back to the physics of dreaming. Dimensional objects are constantly moving through each other. We're passing through higher dimensions at this moment, right now, and they're passing through us. Most of us can't perceive this. It just goes on merely behind the big black curtain of reality. But as our society is progressing, we've become much more sensitive to higher dimensional events. If one of us were to pass through a higher dimensional object, we could definitely experience the type of thing that this girl is speaking of. My take on the situation is that she did pass through one of these objects, or rather it passed through her. Some people are just more open to this, and more people are becoming more open to it every day. And I believe that these higher dimensional objects really gravitate towards them. It's like water running faster through a bigger hole in a sieve. Now, the Asian man of the dream, I really think, is her spirit guide. A lot of people can interpret spirit guides as angels, dead relatives, any kind of spirit that is helping you along in your way. Now, if you don't believe in spirit guides, and you can skip along past this part, it's not for you, even though I do suggest you try and make contact with yours as soon as possible. I would try to gradually make contact with them through meditation and prayer. Spirit guides are multidimensional creatures that, for some reason or another, tend to us humans here on this scrawny little three-dimensional plane. They watch after us, so this is most likely what he meant by saying he had been looking for her. We're a changing society, and as we approach the end of this age, our minds are beginning to converge into greater masterpieces capable of endless creative feats. It's becoming evident that more people are open to the paranormal events as well as psychic changes in their minds. Synchronicity has increased more than ever before in history, which is how we all have this amazing technology that we have today. Global consciousness is no longer an urban legend, but is a measured fact. These things are going on, and there is no way to deny them anymore. A lot of times it gets passed off as schizophrenia, but how do we know that the schizophrenics aren't onto something? How do we know that the schizophrenics aren't actually experiencing something in a higher dimension that they're just more perceptive to than the average human would be? Instead, we just give them pills. But sometimes people have dreams that extend beyond the subconscious cries for help that we know them to be. Sometimes people travel to different places in their dreams, quite literally. It's all part of figuring out this evolving organic vehicle that we're stranded here with. Sometimes dreams aren't exactly what they seem, and other times they exactly are.
Why, oh, why didn't I take the blue pill?
Molecules of emotion, remote viewing, nootropics, lucid dreaming, miracles of mind, super learning, the physiology of trauma, PSI, biofeedback, morphogenic resonance, heart intelligence,
theater of the mind podcast,
accelerating the evolution of human consciousness.
We're in a renaissance right now in terms of what we know about the brain and the mind and the body and what we're capable of creating.
Featuring interviews with researchers, scientists, and visionaries.
We're going to be pulling together all this research, all this fascinating knowledge in a way that you can use it to reach higher levels of creativity, to deepen your spiritual connection, and generate states of well-being that are essential to transforming anything in your life.
Expand your knowledge of the body-mind connection and learn how to tap the other 90% of your unused potential. Theater of the Mind podcast. Subscribe now at kellyhowell.com. Accelerating the evolution of human consciousness.
On a lighter note, I'd like to read off a few dreams people have written into me as well as give my take on them. The first one comes from Mommy Dearest. She writes, "Dear Justin, I dreamt the other night that my son and I were in a car driving away from people who were pursuing us for some reason. They had guns and were shooting into my car. One of the bullets hit my son in the head. He looked at me and just said, 'Mommy, owie.' Then I woke up. Weird. Sincerely, Mommy Dearest." Dear Mommy Dearest, I smell a big fear of being overprotective. Maybe you feel that your parents were too overprotective of you and you're scared of turning into them, or alternatively, they weren't protective enough and you doubt your skill of protecting your child. I'm going to go with option A. Stop beating yourself up over it. I'm sure you're a great mother, you've got a great child, and he will turn out absolutely fine. Or hell, maybe you won't. Either way, you have no control over what's going to happen to him in his life. He has to have his own experiences just as you did as a child. He has to have his heart broken. He has to be embarrassed in front of his entire class at least once. And he has to do all these things that make us human. My guess is that you've already come to this conclusion. And just like any good mother, it scares the hell out of you. But alas, this is part of the adventure of raising a child. Next, Accident Prone writes, "Dear Mr. Time, I once had a dream that we, my girlfriend and I, were driving eastbound on 114 on the access road right before William D. Tate. It wasn't snowy or cold, like weathered at all, at the beginning, but as we approached the light to the intersection, it seemed that there were high school or younger drivers all around us and the ground was icy. We slid right into the back of some other car, but with minimal damage. There was a white Nissan Stanza from the early 90s and a brand new or late model Hyundai Sonata, which I have owned two of. Snow and ice all over the ground. It was like the younger people were partying in the street. It's been a while since I've had this dream, but these are some of the details I remember. Any advice or just an opinion would be great. I can remember details with questions, I'm sure, so ask away if you have any. Thanks, Accident Prone." Dear Accident Prone, many things pop out at me about this dream. The first being the state of the road changing from clear to icy. Considering your girlfriend was in the car with you signifies that your fear of almost being too good at this current time, and you're awaiting disaster. You're ready for the bridge to break and the ground to fall. The main reason I say this is because one of the cars that you happen to hit is a model that you've owned before. This tells me that you're deathly afraid of making the same mistakes that you've made in the past. The fact that there are younger people partying around you tells me that the beginning to feel disconnected from the part of your life, that you're finally maturing to the trite expression that you're not in high school anymore. You're afraid of sliding back into the mentality or that state of life that would totally jeopardize your current relationship. The message I'm seeing from this dream is that you need to relax. Stop worrying and be yourself. Let whatever is going to happen, happen. And just remember, the patterns can be broken. Thanks for downloading, everyone. I think it's been a great first episode. Please check out the show notes for some fun links and references, and catch me on MySpace at myspace.com/justintime. Feel free to write in with your dreams and be read on the air or add it to my blog. Either shoot me a message or email me at pipestreams at yahoo.com. And again, I'd like to thank Dr. Johnny Cutts for putting this thing together, and check him out at myspace.com/Dr. Johnny Cutts, and Cutts is spelled with a K. The next episode, I'll be covering the old hag syndrome phenomena, as well as some shadow people, so definitely keep downloading. Take care, folks, and sweet dreams.
Not in Kansas anymore.